This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. You shouldn't be surprised that there are insects still at work in our landscape settings. As we ease deeper into the fall, here are some pests to possibly look out for. Raymond Cloyd is alongside again, horticultural entomologist with K-State Research and Extension. So Raymond, we did have some rather sharp cold weather a few days back, but that hasn't completely deterred insects out there, has it?
In no way, Eric. Every year, about October, early November, we have these nuisance pests, and one in particular is the Asian ladybird beetle. That's a ladybird beetle that is orange with about 19 black spots, and you can always tell they have an M shape on their thorax, which is the segment between the head and the abdomen. And what they'll do is they'll be on the south side of a white house or whatever, sun themselves, and then they start moving in. Mm-hmm. And that's when you really should start sealing cracks and crevices and be aware this is the time of year they're going to start moving into your home. And if you've had them previously, you know they'll go to the window sills, they'll go to the very corners and reside there for the wintertime.
Now, do they move in hordes or in small numbers? What?
It really depends, Eric, what the populations are. They normally will do small congregations, but if there's a lot of them out there, you could have them by the hordes coming in, yeah.
And they're a nuisance. They're really not causing any trouble other than you don't want them hanging around in your living room, for instance.
Right. There's no potential for vector transmission. They will bite you, but it's minimal. What we do recommend is just vacuuming them up and then throwing the bags out in the weather and, hopefully that'll help. I mean, there are no aphids, which is their predator, out there for them to feed upon at this point. So they're just looking for a place to hang out for the wintertime, as are things like crickets and millipedes and centipedes. Ants are coming in, things like that. Yeah.
And you've said this many times before, don't want to deploy any kind of insecticide control for these sorts of pests indoors.
Not inside, Eric. I'm pretty adamant because you can run into some more problems. I mean, the best thing is seal cracks and crevices for the Asian ladybird beetle, crickets, other larger arthropods. But for smaller ones like, ants, we do have the ant baits that you can put in your home, which are relatively safe around children and pets because their formulation is it's sealed in sort of a container. But no, we do not recommend aerosol sprays in the house. No, do not do that.
Well, you tell us as well that the larvae of the green June beetle can be spotted fairly handily this time of the year.
Yes, and let me go back, Eric. This year was a banner year for green June beetles, mainly because of the rain and the moisture. Consequently, the larvae are coming out. They're big, fat larvae. They're about an inch long, some longer, and they have this tendency to crawl on their back. And that's the only grub that does that. So when you see those things out there, and they can be in mass numbers, that's the green June beetle larva. And they're not a problem at all. There's a parasitoid that'll start attacking them also. But because of all the moisture and the high numbers of adults we had this year, consequently, that's resulted in high numbers of the larval stage.
So one can basically ignore those. Although if they're that voluminous, they might be sending a signal that we'll have problems next year.
Well, Eric, they're not a damaging pest like the mast chafer, okay, a Japanese beetle larva. They feed on organic matter and grass clippings, so they're not a major problem like those. So I guess the point I'm trying to make is really no need to treat for them at this point because they're less of a problem. But they're very noticeable. They're big, fat, and juicy, over an inch, and people notice them stepping on them possibly or whatever.
Harmless by and large. So let them go about their business. You're telling us this week as well about something called the milkweed bug.
Yeah, the milkweed bug. Milkweeds are still out there, and there's this milkweed bugs are about a half an inch, probably between half an inch and three quarters. They're orange with black markings on them, and they're feeding on the seeds of the buds of the milkweeds when they're going to seeds. They're not harming the plant, but they're really in abundance this year because we did see, again, because of the rain and moisture, milkweeds.
Raymond, as always, many thanks to you for coming by.
Eric, it's always a pleasure. Look forward to our next visit.
Once again with us, horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd, Kansas State University. And Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.